Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dusty and friends on 1080 The Fan.
As we do every Wednesday, it is time to bring on the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, get it delivered. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM podcast for more of Ryan Horvath in his analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. How are you guys?
Very well. Look, we're coming off last week when we talked to you. We were leading into the NBA draft. Everybody was all excited. We had all the prop bets about who is going to, you know, go number one. And all of a sudden, the Orlando Magic come off the top rope with Paolo Banchero as the number one overall pick. In your mind, how big of a surprise was that from the Vegas perspective? And what happened to the casinos after that?
Yeah, that was one of the rare, it was a rare time, man, where, you know, like gambling Twitter and like all these pro gamblers actually got the best of Woj. And I still can't believe that that actually went down. And I'm kind of mad at myself because a lot of my buddies, a lot of people that I respect, you know, they were grabbing Paolo at way better numbers. And the night before when it was plus 400, 4-1, when it finally got there, I was like, all right, I got to do something here because I had Jabari, but still a little shocked because Woj comes out the night before, you know, ESPN has that special and he's like, hey, I'm sticking with my original order. So you figure he's usually hitting 99% of the time. And he was fooled. I don't know who lied to him, but somebody did. It's so crazy that that actually went down, man, because the odds just kept shifting back and forth. I've never really seen anything like it. It kind of reminded me of the presidential election, you know, where like Trump would be a huge favorite. Then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because the night before, you see Paolo is then minus 200 to go number one. And Jabari before that was like, you know, minus 800, minus 900. Mm-hmm. And then the odds flip again bright and early the next morning. Never seen anything like it. Still pretty surprised. The best part about the night, Benedict Mathurin going before pick seven. That made me a bunch of money. The only problem was then Shaedon Sharpe, man. Yeah. All of a sudden, at number seven, I needed over 7.5. That was my one of my big bets, and he goes right at seven. Yep.
Well, I remember you did call your Mathurin pick was the one that you said here on last Wednesday. So you gave all of our listeners a big tip heading into the draft.
Ryan, when you look at the way things shook out, is this something that Vegas evaluates going forward, and not just for free agency, but for the draft next year kind of going forward, just because of this is not a game that is played out that cannot be predetermined, where these picks, these moves, these kind of situations, does Vegas look to protect themselves in any way kind of going forward?
That's a great question right there. And it's one where you know, a lot of professional gamblers and people have been talking to a lot of the people, like a lot of the guys that are setting the odds, obviously, a lot of the bookmakers in Las Vegas. And most books are going to continue, I guess, to do draft props. And every single year, the pro gamblers take advantage of the market, you know, especially with the NFL draft. Not so much the NBA draft, just because there aren't as many opportunities. But with the NFL draft, it isn't just number one overall pick. You know, you can take player selection, you know, Stingley Jr. to go under pick 7.5, Sauce Gardner to be the second defensive back. And like you said, they can't really protect themselves like they can with point spreads, right? Because they don't have an algorithm. And if you have good pieces of information, if you have somebody on the inside, or if you just follow the right reports, like, you know, us, like we're losers. We do this for a living. So we follow every single beat reporter. If we hear some rumblings or we see a number shift over and Paolo goes from plus 900 to plus 400, or let's say, you know, for example, Kayvon Thibodeau, all year long, we thought he was going to be the number one overall pick. Then those odds start shifting and we hear he's going to fall in the draft. That's when you run and you bet the other guy at the market and you could get some really good numbers. So I do think books have already started to protect themselves a little bit. Like, for example, not all sports books will post NFL draft props 2 weeks, 3 weeks prior. You used to be able to bet on the NFL draft, you know, especially number one overall pick, months before the draft. And then the week before, 2 weeks before, you could play any prop that you want. Now they've protected themselves because now they know that people have that information. So we see some draft props, man. They don't show up until the day of the draft or, you know, 2 or 3 days before. Everybody's been releasing them a little bit later. Some books really don't want to get killed. Some books, you know, they like the professional business because they know you're going to get them on the draft, but they're going to get you on the games, right? They're going to get you week 1 through 18 during the NFL season. So they'll let you beat them, but it's going to change, I think. And it's also going to change. Like, I think this is going to happen more and more, especially in the NBA, with guys skipping out on college, guys going to the G League. You know, I don't think we're always going to have the right information. So I think there's going to be really good opportunities. That's why I like betting the draft more than the games, because again, you don't really have an algorithm. You just have to pay attention to the information. You have to trust the right sources. I feel bad for anybody who trusted Woj, man, because I joked, there goes somebody's college tuition. If you, hey, Woj is never wrong, man. I got to go all in on Jabari. And then next thing you know, Banchero's going number one and you cost yourself a bunch of money.
He even called it chalk.
Brutal. Ryan Horvath is our guest. He's the host of Bet MGM Tonight, and you can catch him on all things BetQL Network. He is our BetQL Network insider. You know, as we're talking about this, I love betting props more than games. You just said it. Like, betting games is a lot of times you're sitting there and you're looking like, in Major League Baseball, this time of the year, I'm going, who the hell knows? We have the Orioles and Mariners game on right now, right? We got two teams that are absolute dumpster fire one day and then look like they could win the World Series the next. And I have no idea what the hell is going on. But props are so much more exciting for me because I can sit there and I can say, all right, there is some consistency with J.P. Crawford, you know?
Or somebody's got a hot bat.
Actually, that was probably the wrong guy to say consistency for. But are props becoming more and more mainstream for the betting world? And is that something that casinos are still adjusting to as it becomes more widespread gambling from coast to coast?
Absolutely. Especially like even NBA season, 82-game schedule, you never know what's going to happen. You know, we have upsets. You could see, I mean, the Pistons won like 8 straight the second half of the season. But in Major League Baseball especially, it's so tough to bet because it's 162 games. And look what the Baltimore Orioles have been doing this season. I thought they were going to be one of the worst teams in all of baseball, them and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Orioles had their first winning month. They actually had a winning record in the month of June for the first time in forever. So you just never know. So, yeah, I go all props, man, usually. Now, I do play some sides, some totals, but I'm more about the props. And I just really follow – you know, the pitching matchups. Like for tonight, for example, I have a prop that I played immediately this morning, and it's still available, actually. Nick Pivetta for the Boston Red Sox is on the mound, and his strikeout prop tonight, very low. It's only 4.5, and the juice, it's a little juicy. It's -133, but if you look at it, he's had at least 5 strikeouts in 9 of his last 12 games, so he's hitting that at a 75% clip. He's averaging 6.3 per game. And he's had 5 strikeouts in 5 of the last 6 games when his team is the underdog, which does matter because usually he's going a little bit deeper, and he's averaging 7 strikeouts per game. They're facing Toronto, so that's always scary, but they've faced them twice already this season. Both of those games were back in April. He had six strikeouts in both of those games. So I love Pivetta over 4.5 Ks, and I usually go player props. You could play total bases. Home run props are fun, but it's like picking a golfer outright. You know, you could pick Kyle Schwarber to homer, hit one plus 400, feel really good about it, and then not hit another home run prop for 2-3 weeks. But they're a lot of fun. I really do like the player props.
Ryan, speaking of props and again, the NBA, is there anything coming up in free agency that you're looking at that feels good or has a fair amount of value in it that you're looking at?
So I know that I'll most likely be fading the Knicks once again this season, and I absolutely love – you guys, I love Jalen Brunson, but this is just such a typical Knicks move. And I think actually – you know, I think Brunson is better, and I don't think this is a hot take, when him and Luka aren't playing together, because we've never seen a more ball-dominant player than Luka, who I do love, but I just don't think him and Brunson work together. But, I mean, it's just like when they gave Evan Fournier all that money. You know, they commit to Julius Randle finally. I feel like things just never work out, and I hate saying that because I grew up and I'm a huge Bulls fan, and I never wanted Tibbs to go. And I just feel like that's going to be a terrible situation. So much money. What I would do is probably pay Tyus $12, $13 million and then get myself a defensive wing if I was the Knicks. But you know they're not going to do that. So I'll be looking to fade them. My co-host Quentin is all in on the Lakers, I think. We were pretty sold that this Kyrie stuff, man, it's insane. We were pretty sold that we would get the reunion, Kyrie and LeBron. Somehow LeBron would make it work, like when he traded Andrew Wiggins before he'd ever played a game for Kevin Love, and we were going to get that reunion. We're just like, you know, when it comes down to it, you look at it and it's like Steph and LeBron have the same amount of rings. You know LeBron wants one more, especially after missing out on the playoffs this year, being eliminated in the first round the year before. Somehow they're going to end up getting somebody. But I don't know, man, because I don't think they're going to be able to move Russ. I don't think anybody wants that contract.
No way. Oh, one thing really quick before we go. This is a question that I had last week and it popped into my head and I didn't want to forget it. I'm an Astros fan, and I know that everybody hates the Houston Astros, and rightfully so. I get that.
No, not me.
here's my deal. The Astros, are they actually a better value because the public money doesn't come in on them as hard? Because I just sit there and I keep watching their daily bets, and it stays more true because there won't be a wave of public fan support because there's a lot of people that just want to stay away from them.
So that's a great question. That's another good question because, like, today, for example, I bet the Astros, I think, 7 of their last 8 games, man. You know, the series against the Yankees, we do the BetMGM MLB podcast, myself and Cody Decker, and we were like, AL team of the week should probably be the Yanks, but we're going to go with the Astros because I think that was a preview of the ALCS.
Yes.
Everybody is sleeping on them. Like, what Justin Verlander is doing is ridiculous. I played him last night to win Cy Young. I know Shane McClanahan has been awesome, but I think he's going to be on a pitch count and innings restriction the second half of the season, whereas Verlander, coming off Tommy John surgery at 40 years old, not pitching for 2 years, what he's doing is ridiculous. They're so deep in that rotation. I trust the bullpen. And 1-9 in that lineup, they could kill you. So there's always great value. Today, I bet them -135 with Verlander on the mound. He has an ERA under 3. He's been ridiculous all season long. So I played him to win Cy Young. That's +400. And I also played the Astros to win the World Series, which you could still get, man, 6-1, because everybody's all over the Yankees, +425, and all over the Dodgers still, +450. I just don't trust the Dodgers' rotation. If anything, I trust the Mets more in the NL because they have a chance of getting DeGrom and Scherzer back here soon.
Ryan Horvat, always appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
No problem.
There he is. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.